Can you talk a little bit more about what the Oncotype DX assay actually looks at?
The Oncotype DX assay is a commercially available test that can be performed on routinely collected, processed, and stored paraffin-embedded formalin-fixed tissue. It requires only generally 3 10-micron sections, so 3 small sections of the tumor. And the specimen is sent to a central laboratory which performs a test, Genomic Health Laboratories, which then extracts something called RNA from the tumor and then utilizes a procedure called RT-PCR to accurately measure the amount of RNA expression in the tumor. And their technology allows them to evaluate a number of different genes. The assay includes 16 tumor-related genes and 5 reference genes. The reference genes are used to normalize the expression of the tumor-related genes and control for the variability of RNA, the RNA extracted from the clinical specimens. The tumor-related genes fall into several categories. They include an estrogen receptor group, a HER2 group, a proliferation group, an invasion group, and then 3 other individual genes that have prognostic value. And the result is computed using an algorithm into a score that ranges from up to 100 and predicts increased risk of recurrence, both distant and local recurrence, whether evaluated as a categorical variable, meaning low, intermediate, or high risk, or low score, intermediate score, or high score, or whether evaluated as a continuous variable, and seems to predict outcome more reliably than standard clinical criteria when compared head-to-head.
Now, is this used in patients with all types of tumors or something more specific?
It really should only be used in patients who have estrogen receptor positive, axillary lymph node negative tumors, and in situations where the information that you can get from the assay could lead or could influence your treatment decision. So, for example, if you have an elderly woman who has significant comorbidities who's not a candidate for chemotherapy, although doing the test may provide you with more accurate information that would predict a risk of relapse, it may not be necessary to do the test if it's not going to influence your treatment. Currently, there's information is lacking in patients with lymph node positive disease, and it is not useful in estrogen receptor negative disease because the assay was not developed for that specific population.
Now, in the patients who have a high risk recurrence based on the Oncotype, what is done with those patients, and can you bring that risk down?
Well, one of the interesting things about the assay is not its ability to predict, or I should say prognosticate, but its ability to predict benefit from specific therapies. So, for example, if we take patients that we select by routine clinical criteria, ER positive, lymph node negative, as I said before, we reduce the risk of recurrence by, on average, 30%. And so for an average patient, the absolute benefit's about 3%. And we have to treat all patients who fall into that category to benefit that 3%.